some new stuff from them, huh?
Yeah, Mammoth WVH. He is playing every single instrument you hear in that song.
Is he really?
He is doing everything. Talk about a complete solo. Unbelievable.
That's insane.
So good. Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen WVH. And the new album is going to be out August 4th, Mammoth 2. You've seen that artwork, right?
I have. It's very cool.
It's clever. So it's like a skeleton sitting in front of a dead television set in the middle of a complete landscape of nothing.
It is.
Just
beautiful. It's like the end of the world.
Yeah. We got to get him in here one of these days. We should have him come chat about that new stuff. It's going to be out August 2nd, the new Mammoth WVH out August.
I'm really looking forward to that.
I like to. August 4th. August 4th is when it's out.
You ready to,
Give me a dollar, man! Give me a buck! Yeah!
Why do you have to yell over the whole thing? That's a beautiful song.
It is, actually. I love it.
Top 10 list is the most expensive states to buy a house. The most expensive states
to buy a house.
Now, obviously, it has to be an average because if you buy a house in San Francisco, you buy a house in San Diego, it's different. So that's
right.
The median
right.
house price.
So this is something I'm never going to do. I've never looked at. Right. Well, I did a long time ago.
Top 10 most expensive states to buy a house.
I need to head out to Yamaha Resort because one American dollar is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar out there and you may become a millionaire, which I would need. Visit Yamaval.com. You can't even buy a house for $1 million in Los Angeles.
In a lot of these places.
Are you going to play that lovely song again?
If you'd like me to.
Yeah! There you go. Quit talking over it. What's the point?
Listen to it, for God's sake.
Trying to stall as I think. Well, clearly California's got to be on the list.
California.
Most expensive states to buy a house.
Three.
Oh, it's number three.
The average price, $538,500.
What is that? That's half not in Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, it's California.
Sure. Yeah, New York State's got to be pretty damn expensive.
New York,
yeah, got
to
be very.
Is number 10.
Wow,
shocking! I had to look up another list to make sure that was right.
You're kidding me!
It's number 10.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it does not.
I mean, I guess there's some wild wood areas of New York, and you don't buy a house per se.
When
we
say New York, we think about
the city,
Manhattan.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. I bet Texas is pretty expensive.
Texas?
Yeah.
Is not.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Really?
Three guesses.
Hawaii has got to be.
Hawaii.
How many?
What,
I get six guesses, right? Oh,
yes,
yeah.
To get four correct. Hawaii's number one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's so expensive out there.
Average house price is $650,000.
So, of course, that's where I want to live.
Yeah,
of
sure.
Of course.
Of course.
That's where I most want to live.
Mm-hmm. All right, you got three.
Well, now I'm screwed. I get three more guesses, right?
No, you've had four. You get two more.
Two more.
To get one right.
Ugh.
10 most expensive states to buy a house.
My gut is telling me Alaska, because I think it's expensive up there. But that might be my next. Damn it.
Your gut is wrong.
All right, let's go with Florida then.
One more
stupid
guess.
Stupid Florida.
Stupid
worthless Florida.
Incorrect.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I'm so close.
You lose.
How am I going to get a down payment now?
It's a good thing that you don't have to buy a house in Texas or Florida. That's great.
No, that's true.
Top 10 most expensive states to buy a house. Number 10 is New York.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Maryland.
Okay.
About the same. Number 8 is Oregon. Almost the same.
Oregon. Isn't I was going to say Washington State. Is it on the list?
Washington State is.
Damn it!
Is on the list, yes.
Damn it!
Number 7 was New Jersey. Washington was number 6. Colorado 5. Massachusetts 4.
Massachusetts.
California 3.
Wait. I just learned to say Massachusetts.
There's no T at the beginning.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I've never been able to say that.
Really?
Yeah, my entire life. Massachusetts. What are you writing down, you bastard?
I'm writing down that you can't say Massachusetts.
Here's a list, ladies and gentlemen, of weird things.
I have to keep track. So number 3 is California. Number 2 is the District of Columbia.
Oh, okay.
With $618,000.
You don't want to live there anyway.
Nope. And Hawaii is number 1 with $636.
I thought I was going to win with
Hawaii. So enjoy nothing. You get
95.5 KLOS.
Title track from Billy Idol's new Cage EP that's going to be out this Friday. He's been offering it on limited edition red vinyl as a pre-order, and I've had a couple people tell me already that it's already sold out.
No kidding.
So if you were pre-ordering the red vinyl of that, you're already screwed.
But when does it come out?
That's on Friday. So there might be more editions.
So good.
Very cool.
We're minutes away from talking about snakes and toilets. And also, our Give Me Five today is gold.
Gold.
That's on the way.
What's that Gold Digger song? Who was that by? Let's play that, that top 40 song. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
I don't either. I'm glad we don't know.
Let's talk about a truck that turned over in Oklahoma on I-40.
Okay. See, Oklahoma.
The truck was full.
Yeah.
Of content.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And the content was both lube.
Lube, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And dildos. Spilled all over the freeway.
You know, anytime you're behind a truck and you're wondering what's in it, from now on, remember that this did actually happen just the other day. Might be what you're behind.
Listen to the news anchors asking the helicopter pilot, what is that?
What are we seeing?
What do you see there? Listen to this.
Well, that's right, Lacey. This is a semi that overturned and lost its load here. It has also involved this box truck that's on a little bit further east there, Bob, this box truck. They're being loaded right there now. This semi overturned right at I-40, right where the on-ramp is to go to the new Turnpike Spur here. It is also the Mustang on-ramp.
Mustang
to get on to I-40 eastbound, that's also the Mustang on-ramp. That is completely shut down due to, he's all the way across the lanes there.
Right.
So they already got the wreckers here, but there is a lot of stuff to clean up.
Stuff like what?
They're about to ask him.
Jim Garpoint live from Bob Mills. Scott, who's 9, back to you.
Jim, can you tell what he's carrying there? What's all over the road?
Long pause.
By the way, pretty clear.
No, really?
Yeah, pretty clear. I mean, it's just Dildo City.
It's Lube City. Like, it's spilled everywhere.
It's craziness.
That KY was spilled everywhere.
Well,
looks like some...
We're zooming in. Not really.
I can't really see for sure.
My kids are watching.
Maybe you
some
can tell. I can't tell.
Maybe you
can
tell.
The good thing involved in this, too, is the driver's not injured.
Good.
Deflect.
Let's change the subject quickly.
Yeah.
No injuries, but there's a lot of stuff laying on the road.
Bottles.
Whatever it is, it's going to take a while to clean up.
She said bottles.
Yes, bottles. He's like, yeah, listen, I don't know, but maybe you can tell.
Let me say it this way.
Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, baby,
So he's a joker, he's a smoker, and a midnight toker. That's a lot of nicknames.
That is a lot of nicknames, yes.
That is a lot of
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo. The Telegraph, which is a British newspaper, has an article saying it was heartening to see Margot Robbie look so happy and to hear her old school friends call her Maggot.
No. Was that her nickname in high
school? Proof you can never be free of a nickname. That was her nickname.
Oh, man. That's fun.
Margot Robbie's nickname was Maggot.
That's fun.
That's not great.
No.
But she seemed to be really happy because it was her old friends that were there,
sure.
And they were calling her Maggot.
Right.
But that's not what you want to be.
I know a fella that showed up at a show one time dressed as a Christmas tree around Christmas.
Yeah.
He became Queen Latrifa from then on.
That's fantastic.
Did you have any nicknames back in the day?
I didn't really. Not embarrassing ones. My name is Kevin, and one of my friends called me Vinny.
Vinny.
The Vin part of Kevin.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah, it was lame, and it died, and
yeah.
Everyone was fine with that.
I was the Maniac on Channel 13 on
the
CB radio, yeah.
On CB radio?
Yes, on Channel 13. That was my home base. I was
the Maniac.
Yeah, sadly, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was pretty fitting, though.
What about all the nicknames you have now? And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS.
Your nicknames.
Your nicknames that are embarrassing or not embarrassing.
Thurston Howell the Monster is my favorite.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I really
That's one
to...
of yours?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I was going to be Frank Distortion on the radio for a while.
Oh,
Frank
Distortion,
the
pretty great.
Father of Mayhem, which I enjoyed. Slug City's Benz, Baron Von Slug, the Slug Monstrosity, you know, all that crap.
All that kind of stuff?
Yeah. But I like nicknames. I love always having nicknames for people.
In college, my nickname was Thicky.
Thicky. I don't want to know why, I don't think.
No, you don't.
We had a friend who was a biker, but he was really nice. He was like the nicest guy you ever could meet. He was so nice, but he looked like this, I'll kill you.
Right.
And one of the girls nicknamed him Biker Meowdy. Because he was so nice. Biker Meowdy's here. So from then on.
I can't do a nickname that's tough to say. I have trouble with the English language the way it is. So you had a nickname that was either embarrassing or funny, but it has followed you through life.
Yeah, we want to know what it is.
818-955-KLOS.
That is the KLOS free ride, and it's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers, and they make it easy.
Margot Robbie's nickname was Maggot, which hurts.
That's rough.
You have a nickname?
Hello. Hi. My name is Leslie. My dad dubbed me with the name Super Duper Pooper Scooper.
Excellent.
Any particular reason?
I think.
Yeah.
I'd like to keep peace in the household, you know, one of those people.
Right.
And so when it came time to go outside and pick up the dog poop, it was, anyway.
I got
you. So I just go ahead. I just go do it. You know, sometimes if it wasn't squishy and wet, you know, I'd even pick up the dry stuff with my hand, just throw it in the bag.
Wow, you really went for it. You really went for it. Look at you.
Super duper pooper scooper indeed. Right on. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you got a nickname?
Yeah, I have a couple that are pretty good.
All right, what's your real name, your first name?
My name's David.
All right, what were your nicknames?
First one was I had diverticulitis, and they took out a piece of my colon, so they called me semicolon.
I love it.
That's kind of funny.
That's a gooder.
Yep.
What's the other one?
Second one was we were chlorinating some water, and I got sprayed in the face. They called me Money Shot.
Even better.
Yep.
Yeah, so those are my two.
Those are beautiful, sir.
Those are fantastic.
Those are awesome.
Semicolon and money shot.
818-955-KLOS.
Your nicknames.
I am desirous of my music television.
Oh, are we on the air?
Yeah.
Wow. What a shock that is.
That song is over. Talking about nicknames. Yeah?
We're talking about nicknames because Margot Kitty's... What's her name? Margot...
Steve. Bill. John.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Her nickname was Maggot, and that's not a great nickname. So we're talking about nicknames. You had one?
Yeah. Well, my name is Corrine.
Okay.
And my brothers all called me Horny Corny.
Your brothers?
My mom started calling me corny, and my brother thought they said horny, so horny, corny.
Ah, corny, corny.
All right. I like it. I like it, especially that it comes from your brothers.
Yeah, exactly. What's more wonderful than a brother?
Thanks for calling,
horny, corny.
Thank you.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
Well, Kevin and Sluggo. What's going on, guys?
Talking about nicknames. What's your real first name?
So my real first name is Bradley. When I was really young, a lot of my friends used to call me B-Rad.
I know somebody who still calls themselves that, and their name is Brad. I'm like, no, stop that.
Same.
Really?
Yeah, same. Yeah, no.
Once you're past 20, that's inexcusable.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
In high school, given to not friends of mine, was very unsuitable, but... Bradley.
And yet that's our favorite.
Yeah, that is, that's a good one. Yeah. Oh, high school.
Right, I'm sorry, your teachers called you that?
No, can I get a t-shirt now?
Oh, can you get a t-shirt? We don't have any right now to give away. Sorry.
Man. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You had a nickname?
You can have my t-shirt if you want. I'll just take it off and give it to you.
So right now we're talking about nicknames. You have a funny one?
So my name's Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up with the name of Petey, and the reason I was like one of the very few white guys around.
Right.
And one day I got this big black eye. And
I know where this is going.
I ended up with Petey from the Little Rascal dog.
Sure.
That's not bad. That's a pretty good nickname.
Yeah,
actually.
That's not too bad.
Who gave you the black eye?
It was a bunch of us wrestling around. I got an elbow in the eye.
Right.
And you know, it still sticks to this day.
I'm
5 years old now. And it's still sick.
That's funny. You know, I guess that's better than Spanky when you get down to it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is, really.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I love that dog.
All right. I'm finally on it.
Right.
So, well, I was 18. I'm 37 now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pick out a nickname when you get registered as a state prisoner. And I didn't know that stuck, so I chose the nickname Chupacabra. So ever since 2008, I've been called Chupacabra every time I've been pulled over by the police.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's solid. I like that.
That's a pretty good nickname. Yeah. I like that you didn't know it stuck, that you just came up with it at the spur of the moment.
First time it happened, I was with a bunch of friends, and I got pulled over, and I heard over the intercom, Chupacabra, step out. Walk towards the sound of my voice.
You're like, come on!
I love it.
That's classic, man.
That is fantastic.
That's a good one. That's perfect.
Thank you for calling.
Dude, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, when I was a little kid, my parents used to call me butt.
I assume there's a back story to that.
I don't want to know the back story. It's not, better without.
Thanks for calling. Well, parents, they're so helpful.
Nicknames. Right. Hello.
Hi, you have a nickname?
Okay, first name is Ava. Mm-hmm. My last name is Fulop, F-U-L-O-P.
Okay.
I work in labor and delivery, and my nickname, Fallopian Tube.
Of course.
Fallopian Tube to the delivery room, please. Fallopian Tube.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I love you guys.
That is great. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
I love you, bud.
You don't strike me as a ballet fan.
Me?
For the most part. No, I don't see you going to ballet.
I do like classical music, but I can't stand opera or ballet.
Okay, so you're down. What if they involve Black Sabbath music?
But it makes
ballet.
Sense. That makes no sense.
They're doing it. They're actually planning it for later this year.
I don't understand what you're saying to me.
The Birmingham Royal Ballet director is named Carlos Acosta, and the band's Tony Iommi are putting together a ballet, a Black Sabbath ballet.
Wow. I mean, if Tony's got his hand in it, that's massive. That's crazy.
That's crazy, right?
I don't understand. A ballet, though, what are they going to dance around and bite heads off bats?
I don't know. Iommi said, I never imagined pairing Black Sabbath with ballet.
No.
But it's got a nice ring to it, does it?
No. I think I'm too sober. Let me go. I'll go to the kitchen. I'll be back with a brownie. We'll figure this out.
All right. Let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline and talk to Ozzy himself.
What?
Ozzy?
Hello, Ozzy Osbourne's house. This is Ozzy Osbourne speaking from his house. Can I help you?
Yes, hi, Ozzy. We were calling about the ballet that they're doing in England later this year.
What now?
They're doing a ballet with Black Sabbath music.
And apparently Tony Iommi has a big hand in it.
Oh, I think I'm too sober to talk about this. Is there anything in the kitchen to get a brownie? I'll be right back.
Okay.
That's how weirdly familiar.
That is strange.
I can't dance ballet. My back is hurt. I've got a spine problem.
We know that you had to...
I can't be dancing in the ballet, so I can't do it.
Right.
Sorry, they want me to dance in the ballet.
No, we're not trying...
I can't do it.
We're not trying to force you to do anything. We're just telling you that there's a ballet company that will do the dancing.
And apparently playing Black Sabbath music as orchestrated music. Orchestral. We just wonder what you think about that.
That's brain damage. And that's coming from me.
Yes, that does mean a lot.
Would you be willing to wear tights and be in the ballet if you were able to get something done with your spinal cord or whatever's going on?
All right, I'll dance if you're asking me.
We are.
All right, I'll do it. Sharon, get my tights out.
We can't wait to see Ozzy.
I can't wait to be seen.
What this is. 5 what, man?
5 songs in a row.
With a theme.
Goodness, logo.
Back in black, intergalactic, you're in love, in bloom. Fool in the rain, slide it in the end, rest in peace, or rest in pieces, as I like to call the Dorothy song. This is the fourth day of song titles with the word in them. And this first one is one, I'll be honest with you, I hate this song. You know, there's always songs you don't like and other people do, so I'm happy to play them, but no, I hate this song. A couple of requests for it, though. So happy to do it for you. Spirit in the Sky. And what do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Upon further inspection, I haven't heard that song in years. I hate it as much as I thought I did, so thank you for requesting it. It is the Give Me Five songs with N in the title, and the gun at 11, who is always suggesting great songs, says, I can't believe I haven't thought of this one yet. Down in it, N-I-N. Kevin, you love this one. Where's Kevin? Yeah, hello, KLOS.
Hey, how's it going? This
good.
Is Art in Covina.
Hey, Art, it's Give Me Five Songs with N in the title. What do you got?
Hey, how about some Police? Message in the bottle.
Rival Sons is who that is. Those guys from Orange County who showed up at the Viper Room last week to hang out with Matt Pinfield, put on a free show for KLOS. They are out on tour with Smashing Pumpkins and Interpol and STP. They're going to be showing up August 9th at Irvine, down in Irvine at Five Point Amphitheater. And this coming Sunday, you can hear some of the interview, some of the chat that Matt Pinfield had with those guys, Rival Sons, when he does his new and approved show Sunday night at 8 p.m. He's going to play in some of the music that they played there. live and acoustic, and it was bloody amazing. So thanks very much to those guys. Rival Sons this coming Sunday night at 8 p.m. with Matt Pinfield. We are still doing Give Me five songs with N in the title. How should we wrap this up?
In a Gotta Da Vida.
In a Gotta Da Vida, baby. You know, I've been tempted to play that all week. I've just been waiting for someone to call and ask for it. Who are you?
I'm Marty from Tarzan, and you guys are awesome. Tell Kevin to get his ass home.
I know, right? What's his deal?
Yeah, too many vacations.
Right?
You have a great weekend. You guys are awesome.
Right on. Take care, Marty. And here is Slayer.
Awesome.
Love Songs on the Coast. Thanks for coasting along with us today in Slayer's tender cover of In a Gotta Da Vida, Baby.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is the cutest video you'll ever see.
I love this.
It's a dad and his little kid. How old is this kid? Five?
Four? Five, something like that.
And they're leaving a friend's house.
Yeah, it looks like dad came to pick up the kid who had been at a party or whatever. And they are outside. And I guess this is probably a ring.
It's a ring video. Yeah. And you can hear the kid. The dad first says, did you have a good time? And the kid says, yes, I got you something.
Yeah, right away. He's like more excited to tell him that, dad, I got you something.
And dad's a little shocked that he got him something from
a party.
Somebody's house.
Yeah. You got to listen to this. It's so cute.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did.
What's up? He's like opens his backpack, his little tiny backpack, and he pulls out
bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
The kid steals a bottle of bourbon.
For dad.
And the kid is really pretty short.
Yeah, he's a tiny little kid.
I don't know how he had access to a bottle of bourbon
in
the house.
And he thought to hide it in his backpack.
Put it in his backpack, zipped it closed. But wasn't really that scared because he was on the porch of the house when he showed it to his dad.
Right away. Look, dad, I got you a bottle of bourbon.
And the dad was like, but you can't. I do like it, but you can't. Play it again.
Yeah,
and then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Your kid stole something.
Yeah.
It has to be kid, though. We're not looking for teenagers that are ripping off old people.
Right.
We're looking for cute little kids stole something.
Little kids stole something for you or stole whatever. Whatever they stole for.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did. Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
The kid has no time for you can't just take
it. No, he's not interested in repercussions.
Do you like it?
Got you a present, dad.
818-955-KLOS. Your cute little kid stole something. 818-955-KLOS.
Listen to those kids. They sound very happy.
You can't have any pudding if you steal bourbon. That's what I know.
If you steal bourbon, you can't have your pudding. How can you have any pudding if you stole some bourbon?
Listen to this little kid.
Did you have a good time?
Yes. I got you something.
What do you mean you got me something?
I did. What's up? Bourbon.
You took bourbon from them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I know you like bourbon.
Don't you can't just pick. I mean, I do like it, but you can't just pick it from them.
But do you like it?
I love
that's
it.
That's a catch 22 for a parent because, wow, you're thoughtful.
Yeah, very thoughtful.
But you took something from
yourself.
You
stole it, and it's bourbon. And you hid it in your backpack. And you don't care that I just told you it's wrong.
Cute little thief, that kid.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So your kid stole something?
She didn't exactly steal something, but when she was 3 or 4 years old, I was working in a high-rise building downtown, and I went to work a Saturday. And she pulled the fire alarm in the parking lot because she wanted to see if it was like on the cartoons.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow.
That cost us $75 for a false alarm.
Oh, that's not so bad. $25.
$75.
$75. All right.
6 years ago.
That's a teachable moment.
Yeah. It didn't set off any water, did it?
No. Yeah. Just a little alarm was going off till the fire department got there. It wasn't stopping, and it was a high-rise building.
Sweet, a high-rise.
They all had to leave the building?
Well, nobody could get the message to them that it was a false alarm because it was a Saturday. And
did anyone find out it was your kid?
Everybody.
Oh, no!
Elevator. I told him there's no fire, and my daughter told me alone.
Oh, I would have kept that to myself.
Yeah. That is awesome. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello.
Hi, your kid stole something?
Yes, he stole $20 from a friend's home.
From a friend's home?
He was about 6 years old. Well, I asked him when I saw it at home, and he said, I found it. Where did you find it? Oh, at Uncle Whatever's home. I said, and did you ask permission? He said, no, I found it. So if I found it, that means it's mine. I said, it don't work that way, son.
I love that so
much.
So
we went back. We went back and he apologized and returned it and understood that's called stealing.
Right.
Wow. That's awesome. That's hilarious.
That's fantastic.
You think he really didn't know, or was he kind of trying to get away with something and seeing what the boundaries were?
He didn't know, but he's always like hustling.
Right.
So he knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
Even at that young age.
Right.
So, yeah.
Very interesting.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What did your little kid steal?
We started the hour by playing a little kid who stole some bourbon for his dad. It's very cute.
He was at a party, and he put the bourbon in his backpack to give to dad out on the porch, which, of course, got caught on the Ring camera.
Very cute.
It was really G-rated.
So the call-in is your kid stole something?
Yeah, it was me. I stole something from the teacher and got busted for it, but I took it in the bathroom and hid it in the little toilet paper thing. And when they went back to get it, it was gone. The janitor ended up ripping it off.
No kidding. What did you steal?
It was a check. It was a check for $3,200.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God. They sent me to children's to juvenile court and everything for that. Aww. That's crazy.
God. I mean, it's $3,200.
Yeah,
did you know what that amount was at your age?
I didn't. I had no idea. I stashed the check and kept the cash. I didn't know what it was. I just wanted the cash.
Wow. What a little thug you are.
Are you still ripping people off, or have you given that up?
No. I'm all better now.
All right, good.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah. How's it going about the cow?
Oh, yeah. You got to text the word Heidi to 68683. Heidi. To 68683. Good luck. Language.
I like that we force somebody to say, yeah, I'm calling about the cow. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling about the cow.
Nope. You have to text the word Heidi to 68683. You win this contest by texting.
And also milking the cow.
Nope. No idea. All right.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Milk the cow.
Right, got it. We get it.
Yeah, baby.
Right. All right.
Right.
We get it.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey.
Hi there.
Are you telling stories about stealing?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what happened. When my daughter was in second or third grade, I noticed a bunch of money in her backpack. And I'm like, what the heck is going on with this? And she's like, well, I decided that I was going to steal the crackers. She wouldn't say that, but she said, I took some crackers from the cafeteria, and I noticed that the kids really like crackers, so she would steal the crackers from the cafeteria and then sell them out in the schoolyard.
Sell them! That's fantastic.
Wow.
I thought you first said crack.
Yeah, so did I. I'm like, what?
So I'm like, okay, Summer, you can't, like, steal crackers and then sell them. She goes, well, The Apprentice, like, they do that. And I'm like, but you can't, like, they're not, like, your crackers. Like, they're the school's crackers. But I thought it was so ingenious.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
I was like, well, what gave you that idea? And she goes, well, I just noticed at lunchtime people really enjoyed eating their crackers. So I just thought I would take them and then sell them on the playground. And she's have like $10 for the whole thing.
What an entertaining little kid you have.
That is awesome. That is, she's gonna be a fine American. That is the American way right there.
She actually just got promoted at Rip Curl. She lives in La Jolla, so I'm pretty proud of her.
Nice, you should be.
Right on. Thank you very much for calling.
Fantastic. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
My ears are still ringing from that AC/DC Gimme 5. That was awesome. So, what do you want to do now, dude?
We do People Are Dumb.
You got a deal.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Guy brings crack to Palin intensive care unit. Fire ensues.
I think we need to start rating these on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, so, this one's pretty bad.
Yeah, he sounds like he's starting at least a 7 already.
Have you ever been in intensive care?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, man.
I mean, just when
that's the most serious floor.
Oh, yeah. You're in there by yourself. You are hooked up to a ton of machinery.
Bunch of monitors.
All very volatile. Could explode easily. A lot of times, oxygen tanks.
This happened in North Okaloosa Medical Center and, of course, Florida. The man called his friend. He was in intensive care. He called his friend Lee Vern Cook. The 54-year-old brought crack for the patient, which I'm sure is what the doctor ordered.
Hey, wake up. I got some crack for you, buddy.
And lit up a homemade smoking device.
Oh, he's up to a 9 already on a scale of 1 to 10.
In the ICU,
I almost threw out a foul language. I can't believe it.
The patient was on oxygen.
Oh, my, come on.
Which sparked a fire. Which lit his sheets, his gown, and his oxygen mask on fire.
So he's in ICU. Yes. He's all messed up. Now he's on fire. That's a 10. That's a solid 10 right there.
How dumb do you have to be to bring crack in a homemade... Just buy a pipe.
Buy a pipe at $1.50.
I don't know that it would have helped, but... Because there's oxygen everywhere, and maybe if the guy's in intensive care, maybe he shouldn't be doing crack?
Maybe you shouldn't be while you're visiting him.
Just...
You can do it before you go upstairs.
Oh, no, no. He wasn't doing it himself. He brought it for the patient.
That's nice, though. That is nice.
No, it isn't.
That's very thoughtful.
Because the patient lit on fire and had to be transferred to a burn unit.
I hope they took him to a different hospital.
So where are we at now?
That's definitely a 10.
That's a 10.
Peg in the meter.
What if the guy, when the police got there, said, I assume you found my gun? And the police go,
what?
No. And so then they made him find his gun, which he had hidden in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Now where is it?
Now it's not going out of the red. It's stuck. The needle's stuck in the red.
So that is that's our man right there. That's our People Are Dumb star of the day.
Yeah.
I guess we could call him Lee Vern Cook.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Those tickets for the LA Kings game on Sunday night coming up before 4 o'clock. Keep
damn
listening
straight
for that.
Man, sex with your ex. You doing a little with your old flame? We want to know about it.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to ask you about that. This is proof that people can move out of Florida. This comes to us from Overland Park, Kansas.
Okay.
Overland Park family lived with father's dead body for 6 years, police say.
Why do people do that? That's so weird.
6 years.
Why?
Relatives say the body of Mike Carroll wasn't there alone. As many as 4 other people have been living with that body since 2016. That has to be rank.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, have you seen the movie Psycho? The whole point was he kept his mom, and that made him, that kind of really was a big part of his psychosis.
Yes. Well, the Social Security Administration is now investigating.
Sure.
So I assume they were just collecting his checks.
Right. Well, you don't have to have the body.
In the house.
You don't have to take him, put a pen in his hand and sign every one of the checks. Why? It'd break off eventually.
Listen to this report.
6 years, in fact. That's how long an Overland Park police say a man's body lay in a home near Oak Park Mall, all as life went on around the deceased. As many as 4 others may have been living in that home with the body since 2016.
I don't know how.
What's that smell?
Right. I don't know how.
Tonight, they're being investigated by the Social Security Administration.
Other family members say they are blindsided by this news, shocked that the lies lasted so long.
I just didn't know.
I thought that smell was just bat coming from the wall.
Bill kept blaming it on the dog farting.
Fox 4's Jacob Kittlestadt is at Overland Park Police Headquarters with a disturbing story. Jake, investigators used the man's pacemaker to determine he actually died July 1st, 2016.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Who knew they could do that?
Yeah, he's popped that sucker out of there and like, oh, the battery ran down on?
July 1st, 2016.
Huh.
Well, that's right, Lauren. It's all information determined following a visit from Overland Park Police last October, finding that body in a bed. And one of the biggest...
In a bed?
What?
At least put it in a closet and wrap it up and, I mean, get rid of it.
I don't understand it either.
In a bed.
One of the biggest questions that we still don't have a clear answer to is perhaps the most obvious one. How do people go on living their life around a dead body for that long?
Me, just party. Woo!
Oh, Oh my God, the smell.
Have they not seen Weekend at Bernie's? I mean, come on.
No, you want to come over to my house? No. That's not a good place. Let's go to your house.
You didn't sleep in my room here, in the spare room.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game on the way. Keep listening.
Yeah, and it's going to be $4,800 on the line this hour.
I was going to make this one American dollar, but I think it's too difficult. The Google searches of the year.
Wow. The Google searches would be hard.
Like, how do you pick?
Yeah, geez.
Unfortunately, a lot of them have to do with dead people because they were trying to figure out information about them.
Okay.
Right. Number 10, there was, of course, a TV show about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay.
So that was one of the best, most searched.
Really?
Yes, one of the top. It was one of the top 10.
Oh, America.
Number 9 was Anne Heche.
Okay, right, sure, yeah.
Number 8 was Powerball numbers.
I'm surprised.
Was it up to 2 billion?
Yeah, no, it was really close. Yeah, no, yeah. But I'm surprised it's that low. I would have thought that would have been higher.
Number 7 is Mega Millions.
Okay.
Number 6 is Ukraine.
Oh, okay, all right.
Number 5 is our former friend Bob Saget.
Oh, man.
Number 4 is Queen Elizabeth. Number 3 is Betty White.
Betty White.
Number 2 is election results.
Okay. Wow. Number 2. Well, wait. Uh-huh. So number 1.
So number 1, I'm going to let you guess number 1.
I would guess
it's more searched than all the ones I just mentioned.
I mean, I would imagine it's probably the usual, you know, like boobies, n***ers, melons, jugs, cans, hoppers, hoopers, m***ers, titties. Was it any of those?
I like the last one. No, it was Wordle.
Oh, come on!
It was.
I'm so disappointed with you people.
It's such a disappointed ending.
Yeah!
Yours were way better.
Well, you know what I'm searching for?
Yeah, no kidding.
It ain't Wordle.
It ain't Wordle.
Shall we play a game?
The name game.
Golf game. Okay. $6,600 just sitting here. We would love to give it to you if you're caller 13. We'll also send you out to all 3 days of Power Trip. And you can play if you give us the thing we're looking for. You win if you're caller 13.
The name game. The name game.
That's what we call it. What do they call you?
Hey, Don.
Don?
John. John, I said.
John? Bon?
Yeah.
Ron? Don? Well, I'm not getting your name right, but you need to get a name right. You ready to play our precious little game? You're caller 13.
Let's do it. What were the last two again?
The last couple of guesses were Devon Rex or Devon Rex and a snow leopard. But those were wrong, and we still need that cat breed with a two-word name for $6,600. What do you think it is?
Let's try Brazilian short hair.
Brazilian short hair. The motion picture. Rated R.
I'm sorry, that's not right.
Aw. Thanks anyway, brother.
Right on, man. And play next hour. It'll be worth $6,800. What? He's singing about Wanda there at the end. Like an insane progressive jackpot from hell, every single time somebody gets a wrong answer, the name game goes up by $200.
The name game.
Wrong name game. And there's been enough wrong answers lately that we are at $6,800 right now. If you want to play, be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. If you can give us the right answer, $6,800 is yours. Right this second.
The name game, the name game.
We got some money on the line. And who else do we have on the line? Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hey, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy, how are you?
I am awesome. I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, and not only that, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
Which means you get to sit down to the name game slot machine. Would you like a cocktail?
Oh, I wish I had one, but I'm...
I think the waitress is coming by in a minute. I'll grab you a cocktail.
All right.
All right, so the progressive jackpot is up to $6,800. The last couple of guesses were Brazilian short hair and a Devon or Devon Rex. And both of those were wrong. We are still looking for that cat breed with a two-word name. Cindy, what do you think it is?
How about Egyptian Burmese?
Some of them, like, hairless kind of cats?
I really don't know.
I know the Egyptian ones are particularly cool. I love them. They're so cool. Unfortunately, that's not the right answer. Damn it!
Well, damn it.
Stupid Egyptian cat.
Well, now I do need a cocktail.
We will definitely hook you up now.
All right. I'm waiting.
All right. Sorry, Cindy. Thanks for playing,
though. Thank you.
All right. So now it's at $7,000. We'll play it one more time today, sometime between 5 and 6. Hey, let's play Hey. You're ready, 818-955-KLOS, caller 13. If you can give us the name we are looking for, $7,000 is yours. Meow. 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 The name game. Meow. Looking for a cat. Some sort of cat. Whatever kind of cat. And who are you?
This is Rick.
Rick?
Yeah.
What do you know about felines, cats?
Not a whole lot.
Well, I need you to pull deep into your brain and see if you can pull out the two-word name for a cat breed that we're looking for.
Hey.
Are you screaming over there? What's going on?
Oh, I had to pull over.
And you hit the brakes. That's awesome. I hope you're in the middle of the 110, because that would be amazing.
Oh, no.
All right, well, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses, Rick, were Egyptian Burmese and Brazilian short hair, and those were wrong. So what do you think, for $7,000, the two-word cat breed name we're looking for is?
Well, I got to go with my buddy's old cat, a Blue Point Balinese.
That sounds fancy.
It's kind of like a Siamese. They're kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, nice. Was your friend fancy? I don't know what that means.
No, he
wasn't.
Sounds
weird, yeah. Unfortunately, that's not right.
I didn't think so. It's probably a freaking yourself stupid.
Hey, no extra guesses. How dare you, sir? Well, if you're ready, you go ahead and pull back into traffic there on the 110.
Oh, hell yeah.
I know you're actually sitting in the middle lane there blocking all the traffic. And next time we play the game, it'll be worth $7,200. Everybody looked at John Lennon askance on this day in rock in 1972 when, on the Dick Cavett Show, he mentioned that the FBI was monitoring him. Turned out it was true. Remember when the guys from Led Zeppelin went to see Elvis Presley's show at the Forum here in L.A.? That was on this day in rock in 1974.